This interview is taken from the latest episode of the Love the Jumps podcast.
Is it looking about 30 more or less? I mean, looking at your list, is that the likely strength of Team Elliott for Cheltenham, are we thinking?
I'd say around 30, give or take one or two. You know, at the moment, I think I've counted 31 or two, but a couple will come off between now and then. But if we got 30 there, I think it would be a good achievement. I think most horses I'm going over have a chance of getting into the winner's enclosure. So, you know, we're not going to... That's what I have, yeah.
And presumably, mostly now, you know what you want to take. It's just a question, presumably, of deciding which are the best races for a number of them. Is that a fair way of looking at it?
In my own head, I know where I'm going with them all, but I have to see what happens with the handicap, what he does with a lot of them, you know.
Talk about a few of them, mate. Tombstone, going to be supplemented?
Yeah, he's still in the handicaps. You never know. We might go for a handicap yet. We're hoping if he works okay to supplement him for the champion hurdle. I'm looking forward to running them, yeah.
Impressed at Goran?
Impressed, yeah. We have to improve from it again. He's a nice horse. He good form last year around the track, so why not?
What about your Gold Cup team?
I've got two for that, Don Polly and Outlander. And I've Emperor Dirtin as well, but I'd say the first two will probably run, and we'll see the other lad might go for Reiner.
And also the Champion Chase, going to try and take on Duvan?
Listen, we might run the Game Changer, follow him round and maybe get a bit of prize in one of you, but Duvan sure looks one of the certainties of the week, doesn't he, to be fair?
The great thing for you is you've got something in everything, haven't you, more or less? I mean, you're obviously talking about what you might run in Four Milers and Kim Muir's and things like that. This is a team spread all over the lot, isn't it?
I'd say most of them, I don't know, I've no runner in the bumper on you. Other than that, we've run in most races, yeah.
Anything particular? I mean, is a lot of it ground dependent, or are you just going to see what happens over the next week or so?
I'll be running. Listen, it's Cheltenham and it's the Olympics. Nobody can start making excuses about ground. Not unless they come up rattling quick or bottomless, and I don't think that's going to happen. They'll all be going if they're healthy and well between now and then.
Three last year was your best return.
Yeah.
Can you beat it?
That's the reason you dream about it. If I get one, I'd be delighted as Cheltenham. You know, if we can go over and get one and anything else after that is a bonus.
And can you get this hoodoo off Michael O'Leary's back? I mean, he's desperate to win that Ryanair chase, isn't he? He's never won anything in Britain in all the years he's been sponsoring.
So we'll do our best. We'll do our best from it.
How much do you need a bit of luck in the next fortnight, Gordon, just to make sure it all now comes together finally?
You need luck every day you get out of bed, don't you? So, yeah, you need a lot of luck.
To hear more interviews like this, just head over to the main Love the Jumps channel for the full podcast. You can also subscribe on iTunes or your preferred podcasting platform. Just search for Love the Jumps.